Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning. It is Gina Crash. I'm super excited. We've never had this many people, I don't think, in the Sunday Morning studio at one time because we've got our friends here from Baltimore Youth Works. And first up, we have Jason Perkins Cohen. He is the head of the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. Good morning, Jason. Did I get that all right?
You sure did. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited. Congratulations on such a successful program. It's Baltimore City's nationally recognized summer jobs program. Here we are in the thick of the summertime, and we're going to be introducing you to more people as well. We have Molly Jose. She's a YouthWorks employer, and she's with the engineering consulting firm Hazen and Sawyer. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
We're super excited. Thank you for being a part of this program as well. And I almost said that you were a former youth worker because I was so excited to also introduce you to George Boswell, who has quite a success story, rising senior at Morgan State, now employed at Northrop Grumman and a former youth worker. Hi, George. Good morning.
Hey, Don. Good morning. Happy to be here.
So excited. You got the good radio voice too. We're gonna hear all about your stories and how you got involved in kind of like a natural pattern, right, Jason? And thank you too to your coworker Bryce, who is the communications director, Bryce Freeman. A little shout out to him. He kind of got us together and is keeping us organized with these questions. And starting, I guess, with the most important question first, Jason. I know you can handle very well. What is YouthWorks?
Thanks, Gina. So YouthWorks is the city's summer jobs program. It's for young adults who are between the ages of 14 and 21. Everyone remembers their first job, right? I mean, what was your first job?
Ross Dress for Less.
There you go.
I stocked up the sweaters.
So you had a really vivid memory. You laughed about it. And that's true for all of us. And it's really important that we make sure that every young adult, it's a rite of passage, right?
It is.
It's a passage on the way to becoming an adult. And it's really important that every young adult in Baltimore has that opportunity. And we're really fortunate and excited to help to run that program.
Working hard and getting that experience for the future.
Exactly. And then everyone also remembers that first time they got their first paycheck and how excited that was, right?
I still get excited,
yeah,
Jason.
We all still get excited, but really the very first time. And again, as you said, what does it feel like to get that paycheck? And once you get one, you want more, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to get young people on the path to getting the job and then going on to a career.
Yeah, and you guys have annually offered like 5,000 youth and young adults jobs. I mean, it's phenomenal. And the fact that Baltimore City has, you've just really thrived. It's like one of the most successful programs in the nation, is it not? If you want to just really pat yourself on the back right now.
I'm patting myself, but really it's a big time team effort. The mayor is hugely involved and a big spokesperson for it.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, the program's grown. So just a couple years ago, we were helping 5,000 young adults, and that's a really big number to put on payroll and to make sure that they get a match to a job and off they go. But now the program is actually, this year we offered to 8,500 young adults.
Holy cow.
It's a lot, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And that benefits any youth in Baltimore that needs a job, right? And that's who you're providing.
Any Baltimore youth, they have to essentially register and apply. It's pretty simple, but as long as you're a Baltimore City youth between the ages of 14 and 21 and you go through the process, you're eligible to work, and we're excited to work with you.
And it certainly has grown, and also the program has changed a little bit too, because you used to get a lot more funding naturally through the government, and things kind of shifted in the late 90s, right? And now
you
are very much supported by donations.
That's true, yeah.
Generosity of citizens and things.
That's sort of the good and the bad, right? So
yeah.
It used to be that the federal government, not just for Baltimore, but all across the country, was a major contributor to summer jobs programs because they understood the benefit. But federal government has shut down a lot of things and decreased a lot of things. And in a lot of cities across the country, they pretty much either really minimized their programs or shut them down. But in Baltimore, we did the opposite. And we did it really with, as you pointed out, a lot of partnerships and a lot of hard work and a lot of people understanding how important it is to give back to their city. And
mm-hmm.
that is, certainly it's in the city budget, but it's also from private donations, it's philanthropic support, and it's from employers like Hazen and Sawyer who are willing to hire.
Yeah, and continue to be involved in the program as well, right? And it's important to know that the program, you might think summer jobs program, oh, you're just talking about summer jobs when kids are out of school, but you've really now is really the fundraising time where you have to keep this going year round because you've got to, what's the figure of how much it costs for each kid to go through the, it's like $1,200, what is it?
It's actually $1,600. So the way it works is that every young adult is paid the minimum wage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this year it's $10.10 an hour. That's the minimum wage in Maryland. And young adults typically work 5 days a week, 5 hours a day for 5 weeks in the summer. So the contributions are actually to pay those wages. And when you do the math on 8,500 young adults earning $10.10 an hour for 125 hours in the summer, it's significant.
Yeah.
but it's not, you know, it's not a contribution where you don't know where it's going. It's going right into wages for young adults who really need them for whether it's back to school or for saving or to, you know, the things that they need on an everyday basis.
And how do you know, how do you pair the kids with the different jobs? Is it sort of random, or what types of jobs might they be doing based on the employers that you have participating in the program? Can they like specify like, hey, I want to do something retail related or restaurant, or do they have that choice?
Absolutely. So there's some online questionnaires that we give to the young adults, and they tell us what they're interested in. And then we do a sort of a quick interview, a speed dating kind of interview, because we're dealing with 8,500 kids again, to get a sense of what they want to do. And then on the employer side, of course, they're also, you know, they're a major partner as well. So they'll tell us what they're looking for. They might be looking for a young adult of a certain age, where we can really only work with 16s or 18s and above. They might want them to have a certain skill, like they want them to know Excel, or they just want them to have a passion about something. And then it works sort of like a regular hiring process, right? And you know, Molly can talk about this, but we will send them the resumes of the young adults who fit that description in the numbers that they want. So if you're hiring 5 kids, you know, you don't want typically 200 resumes for a summer job, but we'll send them the number they want. They can do a phone interview and off it goes.
How many staff does it take to work for YouthWorks like that?
And the amazing thing about YouthWorks is it is truly lean and mean, right? So we have 8 full-time staff for a program of this size.
Are you serious?
We have 8 full-time staff
and
for a program of this size.
We're probably talking to 2 of them right now.
Bryce is our communications guy. He doesn't do YouthWorks on a daily basis, but he certainly helps get the word around. And I don't even count myself, though I certainly help.
Yeah.
But 8 full-time people. And then we bring on a number of sort of part-time folks to help in the summer, because we have to get to all of these work sites every week. We call them ESS workers, or employment service specialists. So they make a connection to the employer and just make sure, hey, is everything going out okay? We don't want employers to feel, you know, on an island. And typically those conversations, again, Molly can talk about it, they can be super quick. Yep, everything's going great. Or if there is any snag, that's why we're here to help and sort of sort through that.
Yeah. And then to some of the, I think we know from it's a little bit of a spoiler alert, we know from George being here that kids do to get hired after the summer program ends, right? That's kind of the idea.
That's certainly the idea. And what's cool about it is it can happen in 2 ways, right? Some employers have a pretty good idea that they're going to need people beyond the summer, and they use YouthWorks as kind of a buy and try, right? So I'm going to test out some young adults in the summer, and if it works out, great, I'm going to keep them on. And if it doesn't work out, or if they just have to go back to school, which many thousands of young people do, then they go back to school and we see what happens. But sometimes they hire that way. And then there's some employers who actually aren't planning to hire beyond the summer, but they kind of fall in love. You know, they're like, this young person is phenomenal. They're passionate. They have energy. They desire. Why would we not offer to keep them on? And a lot of times in those situations, it turns into a part-time job, because again, the young person is going back to school. They work on Saturday. They come after school. And it creates this amazing relationship that's so important for young people in our city.
That's fantastic and inspiring. And I'm so glad that you guys are here from Baltimore YouthWorks to talk about this great program. How does it benefit Baltimore's local economy? I think that's, you know, economically got to be, you can't imagine the city without the program, to be honest with you.
Well, it benefits them in a lot of ways. First of all, we're taking young adults who, but for this program, wouldn't be working, and we're turning them into employees, right?
Yep.
And then we're putting money in their pocket, and money is not a gift, it's wages. So they only get paid for the hours they work. So if they have a doctor's appointment, we're trying to teach them what work is.
Just like the real world, yep.
And, you know, that money comes right back into the economy, right? So again, we all know just from marketing that age group, sort of 14 to 21 and a bit beyond, you know, they are consumers and they buy stuff. Again, a lot of this is used for back to school and other things. So they're taking that investment. It's going into their pocket. Hopefully they're able to save some, but they're also putting that money right back into our local economy.
What do you see for the future of YouthWorks? You've certainly had tremendous growth and are continued to head in that direction, but what do you see as the future, and what sort of tools do you need from us as citizens here in the area that can help you do that?
So I think there's 2 things. I think one is we want to make sure that YouthWorks isn't just a summer job. I mean, a summer job is really important, but the phrase we use with YouthWorks is that summer jobs launches careers. And so we want to give young people the opportunity not just to work in the summer, to be thinking about their future. And whether that's, hey, I'm going to go to college and now I have a better sense of what I might want to major in, or I now have a better sense of what my career path is. If I want to become a nurse, and I've gotten what a great experience if you have any interest in working in the medical profession or the legal profession or to be an engineer as a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old. And again, spoiler alert here, but you know, you get to be there for a summer and get a sense of like, it's not what it was on TV or it's not what I thought it was. And this is what it's really like. And I really want to do it. Or, you know, it's okay if it's like, I don't actually, it was a good summer job, but I don't want to do that. We all, there are very few of us who, whatever job we had at 14 are still doing that today.
Exactly.
We're adults.
It might be a good idea to bring in Molly into the conversation here. So again, Molly Jose, who is working, what is your role exactly with Hazen and Sawyer here in town? What's your official title?
My name is Molly Jose again, and I'm an associate, a senior principal engineer with Hazen and Sawyer. Hazen and Sawyer is a nationally recognized environmental engineering firm. We specialize mostly on water and wastewater engineering. We are consistently ranked by the Engineering News Record as one of the top firms in the nation that's devoted entirely to water and wastewater. In a sense, we make sure you have clean drinking water and we take care of sanitation.
Right? So how long has Hazen and Sawyer been involved in YouthWorks?
So we've been involved with YouthWorks since 2011. Hazen has a culture of giving back to the communities that we are a part of. I represent Hazen as an ambassador for the YouthWorks program, and I'm actively involved in fundraising and spreading the word, as Jason and Bryce can vouch for. I'm also involved, and I'm going to give a shout out to that program as well, which is also led by MOED, the YH2O program. This is something I believe in and I'm passionate about. So, and Hazen has supported my involvement in this program, so I'm really grateful for that.
And supportive employers, great. And MOED, we know, is the acronym for Mayor's Office of Employment Development.
Absolutely.
I love it. So I didn't know it had a nickname. That's a lot easier to say, is MOED, right? So what led you to get involved? It sounds like you're very passionate about what you do and also being a part of YouthWorks. So that, I guess, you kind of spearheaded the whole thing for your company?
Correct. As a woman engineer, and you know, particularly as a minority, I found that education opened so many doors and opportunities for me. So this is my way of giving back for those opportunities that I was awarded, you know, over 20 years ago. When you live in a disadvantaged community, education can be a great leveler. Mm-hmm. It levels the playing field. Personally, for me, it's a chance to work and with a program that has long-term socioeconomic benefits for the community. So that's something that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys are based in Baltimore, right?
Yes, we're based out of Baltimore. Our Baltimore office has almost 50 people in the downtown Baltimore office, and we're spread around the country.
So then how does YouthWorks give back to you in a way, too? I mean, how does it benefit businesses that are involved in the program, and maybe speak to those companies who might be listening now on a Sunday morning doing their errands, and they go, well, geez, that sounds really like a cool thing we want to get involved in. So what would you say to them if they wanted to do that?
You know, like Jason will probably vouch, we have, the U.S. has an aging workforce, mm-hmm. and in order to compete in a global economy, we will need to equip the younger generation with the tools that they need to succeed and compete in this global economy. This in turn will benefit businesses by providing them with a young, dynamic, innovative workforce. And, you know, as we've seen, lack of opportunities and a support system has been directly linked to some of the problems we face as a society today. So it's important that we invest in programs like YouthWorks. And I would encourage businesses to participate in this program for several reasons. This program exposes youth, like, you know, another spoiler alert. Yeah. George is going to talk about his personal story, and this is a great success story, one of the success stories for YouthWorks. It exposes youth to industry that they may not be aware there's a career in, whether it's engineering, technology, medicine, law, communications,
right.
PR. You know, I've seen people come in and say, oh, I didn't know I could do that. And that to me is like their aha moment. Oh, you know what? I could do this instead of that. And that really
gets me excited. Really cool. That is something to be excited about for sure. So, George, we really want to know what kind of tasks you did with the YouthWorks program, and give us your background. I know you're 22 years old,
yes.
And you began working with Molly's company.
Back in 2012.
With Hazen and Sawyer here in Baltimore. Okay, so you started working in the summer. Then you were also working at Giant part-time, right?
Yes. I got the job right after Hazen and Sawyer, and YouthWorks kind of prepared me for that, and I'll explain that as well.
Tell us your story. So how did you find out about it? Did you just apply online, just like Jason said, or how did it all get started?
So when I was in high school, I wanted to play football. That was my goal, to go to NFL. But I had dad had an injury, so I had to come up with a plan B. So my plan B was to try to, you know, just start working and looking for a career. So I went to E-Forks, and they gave me the opportunity to work with Hazen and Sawyer. So
that's fantastic. And, yeah. You know, that's a good lesson, too, because a lot of people, I mean, a lot of football players go through that, too, where they kind of have to reinvent themselves and turn around and go in a different direction.
Yeah, definitely.
But still with something that you're passionate about. So you, like, it's exactly what Molly was saying, how enlightening you to a field that you probably might have not necessarily gone into had you not discovered it through YouthWorks.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely impacted, you know, my decision on my career path. It's actually the reason why I went to Morgan for electrical engineering, because I figured, you know, I went to engineering high school, known as Poly. I was there, and I was good with math and science, and then they put me with the, you know, Hazen and Sawyer, simply because I think because I went to high school, they kind of, you know, compared the two. So just seeing that, it kind of made me choose my ultimate decision to go along with electrical engineering. So
that sounds like a really good match. So what sort of things did they have you doing, you know, when early in the program, and what sorts of, you know, accomplishments have you had along the way? Some fun stories of success that you've had with Hazen and Sawyer and with YouthWorks?
Yeah, so when I first started with Hazen and Sawyer, it was like, you know, my first job. So it was just more so familiarizing myself with, you know, working in the office environment and, you know, seeing what engineers do in their daily life. And so I was just doing more so office work, filing papers, answering the phones, distributing mail, things like that nature, you know, and I was getting that done, you know, getting those things done easily. So when they said I could do that, they gave me more of a bigger role as time went on. So when I went back for the next summer, I got more engineering work. So I started doing like electrical floor plan layouts, using like different software such as AutoCAD, preparing cost estimates for projects, and
you really got into the thick of it. Wow.
Yeah, I did. They gave me, like I said, I did good, so they gave me bigger roles, and I felt a part of the company. Like I felt like I was, you know, putting effort toward it. And they actually, like, my work that was being done was actually being presented to contractors and whatnot. So I got to, you know, review maps, and I even got to go to visit the plants and have like a kind of firsthand experience or whatnot, and take measurements and bring it back to, you know, the office and just kind of review what I did. So
that's amazing. Yeah. That's such a great opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
And it really, you keep growing with it too on the path.
Yeah, I carry it on, you know, through college, through my career. It carries along.
So. That's great. So you're a rising senior at Morgan State, you were saying, in engineering. And so what's, how much longer will you be able to stay with Hazen and Sawyer? And is that something you might want to, you know, stay on as a career path? Or
so I was with Hazen and Sawyer up until 2016. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, venture out and just gain more experience. So I came to them. I tried to be, you know, as professional as possible. I feel like they gave my first opportunity, so I owe it to them, you know, hey, I'm not saying I'm gone for good, but I just kind of want to go, you know, make sure different opportunities to make sure my final decision as far as my career goes. And they would understand. They just said, you know, keep us on standby, you know, don't forget about us, which I wouldn't. So I just wanted to gain more experiences. So that's why I went to Northrop Grumman, just to gain more experience and, you know, make sure what it is I want to do.
Oh, so wait, you're currently at Northrop Grumman too?
Yes, I'm currently at Northrop Grumman.
You're a hardware engineer?
Yes.
That's another big company,
yeah,
right?
And I owe it all to them. Like, they gave my first opportunity. They allow me to, you know, get those things on my resume to have, you know, the opportunity to get that job. So.
Yeah, and you definitely you would never get in the way of that. You're like, Molly.
No,
like,
we want the best for George. It was a great fit. And, you know, one of the things I want to point out is George actually asked us if he could come back in the winter.
Oh.
And he had such great work ethics, and YouthWorks had given him this really professional attitude. And we were like, yeah, you come back and we'll hire you through Hazen. So he was on our payroll for 3 years, and he definitely got a huge bump in pay.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say we just made him an offer today, this morning, again. But, you know, we want what's best for George. And really, this YouthWorks thing is about exposing kids and getting them to do what they like, what they're passionate about. And we're happy for George.
Absolutely.
He's welcome back any day.
See, wow, you've got so many offers on the table. You feel like you are in the NFL.
Yeah, I just try to keep my doors open. You know, I don't try to close anything. So
you've already learned some life lessons. It took me, I totally agree with everything you're saying, but it took me a lot longer to figure that out. And you're just moving at this rapid pace, doing all the right things and getting all the right experience. That's fantastic.
Appreciate it.
And Northrop Grumman, I mean, of course, everyone's heard of that. That's a huge company.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening after graduation, you think?
So after graduation, like I said, I'll just make my decision on, you know, what engineering company I want to work for.
Yeah.
I'll work there for, you know, maybe a year or so, and I'm debating on going back to get my master's. Hopefully the company will pay for it. And working in, you know, within that year, you know, after college, I'll be able to decide, okay, what I want to go back to get my master's for. And yeah, I just want to, you know, progress in the company and just move up. That'd be like my foundation outside of just working. I kind of want to do other things. Like, I want to get into like real estate and also eventually start my own business, but that's later down the line.
Wow.
But,
you know, talk about the 5-year plan. You've got the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20
George
year plan.
Hazen will pay for your master's.
Oh my gosh. I love it. It's like a bidding war going on right here. I love this. It's just so great. And have you run into friends, to George, that you've met that have heard about your experience with YouthWorks? Or, you know, have you mentored other kids that might have seen how well you're doing and said, wow, how do I get involved in this too?
Yeah, definitely. I try try to encourage everybody possible, especially the youth, you know, to try to get involved. It's a great opportunity. I try to encourage my siblings to do so. My sister is in it. So
oh, cool.
it's a great opportunity.
What's she doing?
She's working with like some school, just kind of, I think, helping out kids and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But she wants to do nursing. So I'm hoping I could get her and, you know, just, you know, talking to people with you folks, getting her in nursing and whatnot to try to get her foot in the door and, you know, network and, you know people. So once she graduates high school, she can possibly get a job.
That's great. So. And when you were applying, like, if you think back that far, like, did you ever think you'd have all these experiences already, like, under your belt? That's amazing.
I mean, I was hoping for it because I knew when I was younger, I wanted to be successful. So I knew I was going to start early to make sure that I had a successful life. So I'm not surprised because I just kind of had that drive about me to do so.
Yeah, he definitely does. Well, he's just a natural born leader. I'm telling you, Jason. So this is an example. Like, I know when you were like, okay, I have the perfect guy in mind that's going to come on and George and talk about the program. I mean, if that didn't just sell the sizzle and get more donations coming in just from hearing George and his experiences and how, wow, what a great representative of the program.
We all want to be George, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
He's living a life.
But
it's
I think, you know, all credit goes to George. But if you happen to be a teenager listening to this, you want to be in this situation that George is in. And mm-hmm. if you're a parent listening to this, you want to make sure that your young son or daughter or whoever, grandson, granddaughter, whoever they are, has this kind of opportunity. Because again, George is amazing and took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to him. Mm-hmm. But that's what Youth Works is all about. It's about providing an opportunity, right? And the same thing, you know, Molly and Hazen are such amazing partners. You know, again, it gave them access to a great young person who they could watch grow. And they obviously want them to join the team. And it's so easy. It's such a beautiful partnership between the community to the employers and to the public sector, to government.
It really is. So when is the application time frame? I know here we are in the heat of the summer. I'd imagine it's probably too late to get involved for this summer because everybody's got their things going on, right?
Yeah. So for this summer, we're rocking and rolling, but it's never too early to think about the summer of 2019.
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, we're already planning for it, which is, you know, the folks in the office will strangle me for saying that, but they know it's true. And what happens is literally right after January 1st, the first workday after January 1st, we open the portal, which is just online. It's very, very simple for the young person to go on. And they're basically just giving us an email and a couple of bits of information about them. And that starts the process. You're not done with that, mm-hmm. but it gives us the information that so that we can then start communicating with you and letting you know how to get through the steps. But, you know, it's very doable. We know that 8,500 young adults from all across the city, every high school in Baltimore has representation in the program. I was at a work site earlier this week. We had 8 young adults there, and they represented 7 different high schools.
That's awesome.
So it's really cool. And it's not too late to make a donation, right? Because you're still providing opportunities. So if you go to the Baltimore City Foundation and you make a donation to YouthWorks, and that is a tax-deductible donation.
That's cool.
And then you're essentially providing, and you know, there's young people out there, and there's community groups that can't afford to bring them on to pay their wage directly, and that's what you're doing. And so we've got young adults who are cleaning parks and making their communities terrific. They're at schools working with young children. It's a really great way to give back.
Anything I've forgotten to ask you, any shout outs you want to give? Because I know you don't do this alone. It's an amazing partnership between all of you guys.
Sure. There's 2 things. First is, you know, I just have to give a shout out. We don't do this by ourselves at all, right? And we talked about the young adults like George, and we talked about Hazen and Sawyer, but there's actually 900 work sites who employ those 8,500 kids. Right? And it runs from the Orioles and Hopkins and the University of Maryland to mom and pop pizza parlor. I mean, it's really, or community group, churches, synagogues, anyone can participate as long as you've got good work for a young adult to do, right? And so I just want to give, you know, I can't list all 900, but I want to make sure that if you're listening out there, we appreciate you and we're really grateful. And again, if you're a young person interested in the arts, you're interested in IT, you're interested in engineering, you know, healthcare, construction, food service, hotels, there are opportunities within YouthWorks for you.
You can match and your dreams can come true. Like George, any final words for George as well? I know you and Molly are kind of like sharing a microphone over there, but anything we forgot or any advice you want to give to anybody out there listening?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to thank you folks for allowing me the opportunity, as well as Hazen Sawyer. Ultimately changed my life. And to other employees, I would say definitely, you know, get involved because you could potentially change the life of another individual, a young individual, especially considering how crazy things are in Baltimore City. Just giving a younger person a chance to have an opportunity, just he can see, okay, I can be successful even though it's crazy out here. So,
well, very, very well said. An excellent point to bring up as well. I'm glad you mentioned that too. How about you, Molly? Is it on the employer side? I mean, anything we forgot or any thanks that you want to give?
I definitely want to thank Hazen and Sawyer for, you know, participating in this program, but I would also like to encourage other businesses businesses to participate, because the more businesses that participate is going to lead for more careers for our youth, and it's going to help build our workforce, which is important to compete in a global economy.
Sure
so
is.
I'd also like to do a shout out to Bryce for putting this together.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, I also want to give a last shout out to Hazen, because with employers like them, again, it's not just, you know, what they did for George is terrific, but they're terrific spokespeople for the program to let other employers know, and we're really grateful.
It's really a great partnership. Again, thank you. You've been hearing Jason Perkins Cohen. He is the director of the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, and Molly Jose, who is with Hazen and Sawyer, of course, our engineering friends. And oh my gosh, George Boswell, can we have you back every week? You're amazing. Congrats on.
I'm willing to come back.
Okay, perfect. Northrop Grumman, by way of Morgan State and Giant and Hazen and Sawyer, and all the, gosh, he's already like way more industrious than anybody I know. So this has been amazing, you guys. Thank you so much. And if you want any more information, how do they do that, Jason, right now, just in that website one more time?
So it's very simple. It's just our acronym, Mayor's Office of Employment Development, which is MOED. So it's MOED.BaltimoreCity.gov.
MOED.BaltimoreCity.gov. Thank you, Jason Perkins Cohen, who is the head of the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, MOED, MOED. Bryce Freeman, the communications director at MOED, who put us in touch with Molly Jose of Hazen and Sawyer, an associate and participant as an employer in Baltimore's YouthWorks program, and YouthWorks graduate George Boswell, now at Northrop Grumman and entering into Morgan State for his senior year. You guys, if you want to reach out to me on social media at Gina Crash, you can do that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Make it a great Sunday morning, and thanks for listening.